Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sepkowski. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sepkowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sepkowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepkowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sepkowski for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Pesky reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesky scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sepkowski hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sepkowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Peters reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Sepkowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sepkowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Lupien moves to third. Finney moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to home to get Lupien. Finney moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Doerr moves to third. Newsom moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Heath reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pesce hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sepkowski misplays the ball. That's an error on Sepkowski. Pesce moves to third. Williams moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a line drive towards short. Peters catches it and throws to first to double up Newsom. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Ted Sepkowski. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming is walked intentionally. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Fleming scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Mack now playing second base. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Heath who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Tom Farrick now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Finney is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Pesky scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Bill Conroy pinch hits for Johnny Peacock. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Conroy now catching. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Oscar Judd now pitching. Buster Mills pinch hits for Chubby Dean. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Denning moves to second. Al Milner pinch runs for Buster Mills. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly scores. Denning moves to third. Milner moves to second. One out. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Mace Brown now pitching. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Ray Mack. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Pesky settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.